Purpose for reading. The following passage is an excerpt from the literary nonfiction book All 13, The Incredible Cave Rescue of the Thai Boys Soccer Team by Christina Suntonvat. The passage takes place after a soccer team and their coach have become stuck inside a cave due to massive flooding in the area. It would take 17 days for all of them to finally be rescued. As you read, think about how imagery contributes to the mood of the passage and the feelings of the characters. Excerpt from All 13, The Incredible Cave Rescue of the Thai Boys Soccer Team by Christina Suntonvat. At 5 o'clock p.m. on Saturday, the boys are more afraid of their parents than of the cave. None of the boys told their families where they were going. Mark realizes how late it will be by the time he gets home and worries about the scolding he'll get once he does show up. T knows his mom is going to be furious. Some of the boys start thinking about all the homework they have to do for school. Coach Eck wonders if they can build a canal for the water to flow into. Maybe if they dig it deep enough, that will allow the water to subside and make enough space for them to swim through. The boys grab rocks and start digging in the gravelly dirt. They dig and dig, but it quickly becomes clear that they are not making any change in the water levels. Suddenly, everyone is exhausted. It isn't late, but the rush of adrenaline from realizing they are trapped has now worn off, and fatigue hits them like a truck. T checks his watch again. It's 6 o'clock p.m. now. Coach, do you think we should find some place to sleep? The boys all agree that they should rest and wait for the water to go down. Coach Eck leads the way deeper into the cave to a section where the ground is sandy and water drips from the rocks along the cave walls. Knight thinks about his party and all the friends and family invited. He thinks about the food he knows his mother has been cooking all afternoon and the cake. His teammates are thinking of food, too. It's useless, though, unless they want to eat flashlights for dinner. They have no food with them. The only snacks they had were eaten before they entered the cave. Luckily, they do have the most important thing their bodies need. Water. The boys drink the water as best they can, cupping their hands to catch the drops as they fall. It tastes good and clean, like spring water. They find the driest spots they can and lie down together. Coach Eck tells them not to worry. The water will go down, and the parks department staff will be looking for them. One by one, the boys drift off to sleep, thinking about tomorrow, when they'll be able to get out.